Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Skyline Studios. That music that you hear is In the Stars Requiem from Noah Gabriel's 2017 album, Dead Reckoning. And Noah's been on. This is the fourth time that you've been on the show. Fourth time. That's because I like you, man.
I was going to say, not many people bring me back four times.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Good to see you. Congratulations to you and your lovely wife.
Thank you very much.
What is your boy's name?
Jude Cash.
Jude Cash.
Yeah.
What? Okay. Explain.
Obviously, Jude, Beatles.
Yep.
And Cash, Johnny Cash.
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah.
The kid's going to grow up to be a musician. No kid. You've already you've already predetermined that with
you
the
gotta
name.
You got to see
man.
The mitts. He's got huge hands.
Does he really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's awesome.
I've seen a lot of pictures. You've been posting a lot of really cool pictures.
Tons.
He's adorable.
Man. Yes, he is.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
To both of you, because Rachel's in the studio hanging out with us, too. It's been a busy time for you then, huh?
Yeah, very, very busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so have you been recording at all?
You know, I have. I forgot, but I've released another album since I've seen you, which I should have brought, and I failed. But yeah, I'm in the middle of recording two albums right now, and doing a little YouTube thing where I'm recording a song a week that I've they've been sitting in a pile. So yeah, I'm doing a bunch.
Well, let's talk about the album that you released then. What's it called? Talk a little bit about it.
It's called So It Goes.
Mm-hmm.
I released it back in March, I believe.
Yeah, the last time you were here was January.
Yeah,
was the last
yeah.
time you were with us, yeah.
I recorded it with my buddy Dave Ramon, who came on probably like two, three times
sure.
ago with me.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, just another, it was a weird album. We got a little waitsy with some of the production and stuff like that, because we're both Tom Waits fans, so a lot of weird sounds going on and stuff like that, but some really beautiful ballads another singer-songwriter type album.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, tell everybody about your background. I mean, you've been on the show and I know it, but give everybody how you got started in music and all that.
I got started playing around 12, really dug in then, and I grew up like most kids with an electric guitar, wanting to be Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan, and realized that that's not going to get me everywhere I want to be. You know, I started writing stuff when I was probably a sophomore in high school, and I've leaned more towards the writing side of things than the shredding side of things.
Right.
These days.
Right.
So yeah, I'm on album number 11, and working on 12 and 13, and got a bunch more written. Just a matter of time.
So you write all the time.
I try to. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's my exercise. You know, that's how I keep myself on point and try and push to learn new things is, you know, by writing.
Mm-hmm. And do you like to when you play out gigs and you do the solo acoustic stuff? Do you enjoy that?
I do. It all depends. I mean, you know, everyone talks about it, but you know, for every 10 gigs, there's, you know, 3 gigs that are, you know, really enjoyable, and the others, you know, I'm background noise. You know, it all depends. You know, I love doing the listening room thing. I've been doing a bunch of those where I, you know, show up and people are there to see me
right.
and hear me.
Right.
And it's pretty awesome. You know, when you get in a room where people are actually tuned in and, you know, hanging on your every word, it's weird and it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Where tell everybody where you were from.
I'm from Aurora.
Yeah.
Illinois.
Aurora, yeah. Illinois.
Yeah.
We were talking about Aurora. Dan, we were talking about a pizza place in Aurora last night.
Yeah.
Oh.
Man, I can't remember the name.
Ock and Lou's? Luigi's?
No, what was the first one?
Ock and Lou's?
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Because we were talking about, great pizza in the city, which is a conversation that you could spend 5 hours on in this city talking about pizza. But that a person called in and said that was the best.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you did that was your go-to place?
I grew
place?
Up on that. Yeah. 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 We still hit it up when we can.
Yeah.
It's like you go there on a Friday night and, there is a line of people out the door,
wow.
just waiting to pick up their pizza or place their order. You know, I mean,
this person was very enthusiastic about the
place. Oh yeah, you know? It's good stuff.
Yeah,
but it's funny because I told my buddy Greg, he's another songwriter, he's from Georgia, about it. Told him it's like the best pizza ever. He tried it and like he has not let it go. He hated it. he's like ragged on me ever since.
And
he's
where's
like,
he from, Georgia?
He's from Georgia.
What does he know about pizza?
Nothing. Go eat a peach, right?
What kind of pizza can you get in Georgia?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I don't know. If it's like the pizza you get in Austin, Texas, it ain't pizza.
You spent some time in Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a great town, right?
It's a great town.
What do you do when you go down there? You
You know what? When we get down there to hang out, you know, 6th Street has turned into like the Broadway of Austin. So you hear nothing but cover bands and, you know, the same tunes coming out of every other bar and stuff like that. But the cool thing is the East Side, which used to be a little run down, that's where we were living when we were down there. Mm-hmm. It's flipped like 180, and there's tons of cool spots over there. And, you know, it's, you know.
Well, I mean, over the years, Austin has just exploded,
it's
man.
Always changing.
How long have you been? How long did you live there?
We lived there for only like a year, but I've been going down there for like the past like probably 12 years on and off. And every time I go down, it's completely different. I mean, we went back less than a year after we moved and didn't recognize it, you know.
Yeah.
And that's how it is down there.
It's also kind of happening everywhere because there are, you know, and I remember, you know, like 15 years ago what Logan Square was like.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And now you go to Logan Square and it's like the hottest, it's like the, you know, there's all these incredible restaurants and bars and, you know, I remember when the Logan Theater was run down and it was a hole and now it's like this really, you know, fancy schmancy place, but that's happening all over the place.
Yeah.
And, you know, that kind of gentrification stuff here in the city is moving further, it just keeps moving further west.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like I live in Old Irving Park.
Okay.
And you know, it's there's stuff popping up all over the place.
Yeah.
But Austin is one of those cities that, you know, I haven't been there in years.
Yeah.
I've only been there once.
Okay.
And I loved it when I was there.
Yeah.
It was just it's really cool. And you know, the South by Southwest fest and the music fest. Did you ever play that?
I played it a couple times.
Yeah.
That's not even, you know, that's I want to say it's a shadow of what it was. But, I mean, it's bigger than it's ever been.
Yeah.
But, like, it used to be, like, just, like, localized, like, right there on 6th Street. Like, the first time I went there, it was just a sea of people, and you could walk to every venue. And I was walking down the street, and I thought people were staring at me. I'm like, what's going on? I finally turn around, and Pete Townshend was walking right behind me.
Oh.
You know, right through the middle of 6th Street, because they had, like, the big press booth in the center of everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, all the big, like, you know, MTV when they still did music and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they're all there, and he was walking to do an interview.
Pete
and it was
Townsend just
like,
walking down the street.
Yeah, just wild.
Yeah. No, but it's you know, I have a colleague here on the show who reviews movies with me. His name is Eric Childress, and he goes to all the film festivals every year and then gives us live reviews, you know, of the movies that he's seen. And he described how, you know, because he's been going to the South by Southwest for many years.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just how crazy it is now.
Oh, yeah.
It's completely crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But it's a good town, man.
Oh, it's awesome.
And you get down there, you play, and have you recorded down there?
No. I mean, I recorded an album down there when we were living.
When you
but
were living
I recorded it, you know, by myself, you
right.
know, in our condo, you know.
Right.
All by my lonesome.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Noah Gabriel is with us. Hang out, okay?
All right.
He's going to join us. We're going to talk about this new Americana songwriter revival. We got to talk about that, man, because that sounds amazing, and that's going to be cool. He got a couple of other gigs and more, and we're going to hear some live music from Noah. So hang out. We're going to take a break. We got the news coming up next, and then more with Noah Gabriel right here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Thursday morning, Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man. Get your requests in now at 312-981-7200. It's one artist, three songs. 312-981-7200. What you just heard there was Noah Gabriel, and that song is Damage. And Noah's here, live in studio for the fourth time.
Hey, hey.
How are you, man?
Doing good.
Good, 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 good. Tell me about that song.
That song... was a song I wrote for my uncle who passed away, oh man, a year and a half ago now. That whole album was written for and about family and stuff, and just about dealing with terminal illness and oncoming death and stuff like that.
It's a great album, man.
Thank you very much.
And you gave me a copy on vinyl.
Yeah.
And I do. We mentioned before the artwork. Cover art is extraordinary.
Yeah.
Just really beautiful. But so that song is. It is like a concept album, kind of, right?
It is. Yeah. I mean, the first side is kind of from the angle of someone who is sick and passing away. That song in particular, my uncle had three kids, and I was just trying to think of how what is he thinking about them, because I know everyone who goes through that stuff, they tend to have this outward look. A lot of them aren't worrying about themselves so much as if they have kids, they're like, oh my god, how are they going to be, how can I leave them? And it was kind of from that angle, thinking about that, and just kind of just the thought of any parent saying, like, don't dwell on this, let's just enjoy what we have and, move on.
Right.
Right.
Well, it's a beautiful album, man.
Thank you.
Really, really good. And I'm a big fan of yours in general, though, man. I think you're
Thank
great.
You.
Let's talk a little bit about you say you write a lot. And how does that work out? Do you have your guitar with you all the time? Do you just how do you do that?
Yeah, I do. I have I have like three guitars that kind of live around me, and they rotate depending on what mood I'm in. Lately, it's been this guy here. This is my newest. It's a 1936 National Resonator, which
it's a beautiful guitar.
It is. It's got some dings. It's definitely lived a life.
Where'd you get it?
My guitar tech. Kramer Guitar Works in Aurora. It had been hanging on his wall for years, and one day I walked in and finally took notice, and I picked it up. And one of my favorite songwriters and guitar players is Chris Whitley, and as soon as I picked this up and started messing around with it, like I knew that sound. And it turns out Chris Whitley played the same exact guitar just 1 year off.
Wow.
So like my ear was pretty correct as to oh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I have guitars sitting around me all the time, and I sit on the couch, we'll have TV on, and if I'm not holding Jude, I'm holding my guitar, and
right.
Yeah.
So there you go. And you write all the time. Yeah.
I try to, yeah. I'm definitely trying to learn new avenues to that these days. But yeah, that's how I exercise my mind.
So let's talk a little bit. You have some other gigs coming up at Kiss the Sky. You have an acoustic thing. It's a Saturday morning cafe.
Yep.
And that's this Saturday.
That is this Saturday.
In Batavia from 10:30 a.m. to noon.
Mm-hmm.
And then at Vintage 53 at the city. You're working overtime that day.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're at 8 o'clock. You're at Vintage 53 in St. Charles.
Yeah. Yeah,
and people can see you there, and then at the Finery on Halloween.
On Halloween, yes,
and that's with you and Dave.
Yes,
all right, and that's in St. Charles as well. So, but the big thing that we want to talk about here is this this new Americana songwriter revival.
Yes,
tell me all about that.
You know what? We were approached by Heather Humphrey from Shadowfields with the idea, and. She was just trying to put together a really cool night of music, and Pheasant Run has this great stage, great theater, and everything. And they're trying to get more local and touring acts through there.
Mm-hmm.
They got the Zanies over there and stuff
right.
like that. So I mean, it is a bit of a destination spot.
Yeah.
But yeah, she put together a great bill. So Shadowfields, Diving Bell. November 16th at Pheasant Run, and it's going to be a cool night.
And the idea is to celebrate songwriting, Americana songwriting.
Yeah. Which to me, Americana encompasses so much. I mean, that's I like that genre because I hate genres.
Right.
And to me, Americana is basically at folk, blues, rock, you know, soul, a little jazz. I mean, you know, I look at artists like Lucinda Williams and Ryan Adams, who are, you know, big Americana stars, and they do anything and everything,
right,
you know?
Right. That does encompass a lot of stuff, though.
It does, yeah. And I like it. But at the heart of it is just solid songwriting, you know, which I in popular music, that seems to be not so popular.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that. You know, it's really amazing because, you know, I watch SNL every week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I watch your reviews of SNL
because
I have a hard time actually watching the show. But
I mean, I like an idiot. I'm such a geek. I do like live grades
of each
sketch and of the musical performances. And, you know, inevitably when they have like a popular artist as the musical guest, maybe I've heard of them. Most likely I probably haven't.
Oh, yeah.
But they had Paul Simon on last week.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. I mean, I know I sound like an old man, but I was like, nah, see, that's a musical guest.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
he just had like a small string section.
Yeah.
And they were all just, it was, you know, there was no electric instruments on the stage at all. And he did one of his solo songs, and then his second performance was Bridge over Troubled Water.
Yeah.
And it made me cry. I was just sitting, I'm like on the couch, like, this is my, it was beautiful. Yeah. It was beautiful. And the week before was Kanye West wearing a MAGA hat.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is so much more, this is so much more my thing.
Well, and it was that guy's the voice of a generation.
Oh, come on, man. Yeah. And he's married to Edie Brickell. which is still stunning to me.
Yeah.
But no, he sounded great. And you know, he's been on that show a million times.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's got such a rich history with SNL. It was always great to see him come back.
I was hoping he would show up in a turkey costume again.
yeah. That'd be great. Well, listen, the Pheasant Run Theater is at 4051 Main Street in St. Charles. And it's Friday, November 16th at 7 o'clock. We have a link on our Facebook page for tickets. And that's the New Americana Songwriters Revival. And it's going to be great. We're going to have Shadowfield on the show, right, Dan? Yeah, in a couple of weeks, Shadowfield is going to be here.
I believe someone from Diving Bell, too.
Yeah.
Might be joining them.
Either way, man, we're gonna talk about this and celebrate it. The New Americana Songwriters Revival again, Friday, November 16th. All right, you know, I didn't set up your mic. Can you move that mic towards you?
Yes.
And push it down so that we can mic your guitar. Does it go? Is it going down? Maybe the one in front of you can go down.
Let's try that.
There you go. All right, so you sing into that one.
Okay.
And
I can do that.
Can you do that? Are you all set?
I can do that.
All right. Looks good.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So what are we going to hear? Are you going to do a song for us?
I'm going to do an old song of mine that I just started playing again because I felt like it. It's called Love Won't Leave Me Alone.
All right. Here we go. Yeah. This is Noah Gabriel, everybody.
Gotta move with a purpose or die real.
real slow. When if I ever gonna get it right, I've gotta get it wrong and pick up all the pieces and move along. I'm gonna run, run, run from the city,
so good, man.
Just thank you.
You kill me, man. You're great. You're just great, man. It's so great to see you and listen to your music, dude. I think you're great. That's Noah Gabriel, everybody, and you can see he's got a gigs. He got a bunch of gigs coming up. We'll talk a little bit more about that. And the new Americana Songwriter Revival taking place November 16th at Pheasant Run. Noah, hang out, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more with Noah and hear another song as well, right here on 720 WGN. Vic DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, and that's Noah Gabriel. Coming up is Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell, and coming up are the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. That's Noah Gabriel, and that's from the latest.
Yes.
And what song was that?
Cold Feet and Dirty Clothes.
Okay. And what's that? What's that one about?
That one was a song about moving. That was That was the first song I wrote when we had moved down to Austin, Texas.
Oh.
So we moved into this condo, and it was a very modern condo. So it was all concrete floors. You know, we were on the third floor of a tin-roofed building. And the first, 2 weeks we were there, it rained nonstop, which, you know, doesn't happen all that often down there. But when it happens, it really happens.
Yeah.
And the sound of the rain on the roof was just thunderous, and
yeah.
You know, there was leaks and stuff like that. It was a very nice place, but it was just it got me homesick real quick.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So that was was just about my first week in Austin.
Well, there you go. Noah Gabriel is here, and he's got a few gigs coming up, including the New Americana Songwriter Revival taking place on November 16th at Pheasant Run. You can check out noahgabriel.com. It's funny, off the air, we were talking about your wife's delivery.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a pretty interesting. You guys had a big baby.
Oh yeah,
tell us everybody how big the baby was.
He was about 9 pounds, I think 8 pounds and 13 ounces.
Almost a 9 pound baby.
Yeah. And she, my wife is not.
Yeah.
Big.
No, you know? She's not.
So,
and I'm looking at her right now, and I'm thinking, yeah, no, that's not pleasant.
Yeah.
So, but you were like an almost 10 pound baby, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's all his fault, Rachel. It's all his fault.
I gave her fair warning.
Well, and I'm glad everybody's good, doing well. That's really fantastic. So now you said you're recording two albums now.
Yes.
Where are you doing those?
One of them I'm recording on my own. It's kind of like a return to the Austin-bound thing. I just had a bunch of songs, and I started demoing them out at home, and as I demoed them out. I just kept on adding stuff, and all of a sudden I'm like, wow, these are starting to sound like, you know, actual songs. Mm-hmm. So I just, you know, I followed through on it, and it's all over the place. There's some different stuff on there.
Yeah.
And then the other one I'm recording again with my buddy Adam Gardner, who did Dead Reckoning with me.
Mm.
So, and that one's going to be pretty different too. That's going to be another concept album. It's called Present Tense, and it's kind of just about, you know, the current state of things.
Yes, it does. It just writes itself sometimes.
It
man.
Does. Yeah.
Let's talk before we hear another song. You teach guitar at Music Matters School of Music in Batavia.
Yes.
Is that great? Is that fun for you?
It is. You know, I was very apprehensive. I've known the owner of that school for many years now. In fact, he's helped put on some festivals out in the burbs. And he was always bringing my band Noah's Arcade out.
Yeah.
And every year he'd be like, you know, we could use another guitar teacher. And finally, I paint houses with my dad. I've been helping him with the family business for almost 15 years now.
Yeah.
And I know he's nearing retirement, and I thought, you know, I'll pick up some teaching time so I can wean myself out of the painting as he's doing it.
Right.
And I've grown to really like it. I've got a good bunch of students that I enjoy teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it all depends on the students, you know.
Yeah, but you've got good ones.
I do, yeah. Okay.
Music Matters School of Music in Batavia, if people are interested. All right, what song are we going to hear now?
I'm going to do one, it's called Wichita, which I'm playing with my buddy Ryan Carney. He's a fabulous cellist. We're going to be doing this at the Americana Singer-Songwriter Revival.
Okay.
So.
And it's called Wichita.
Wichita.
Okay. Noah Gabriel.
Sun shines in her eyes, pale blue like the winter skies of Wichita. On these river banks, mama worked and daddy drank for Wichita. Weathered storms of fist in rage, the river rolled, she rode the waves. Oh, mama got to giving up, told daddy she done had enough fun. Daddy tried to make her stay, instead he put her in a grave. To the west, played the past close to the vest, poor Wichita. And tattoos cover scars on skin, with the iodine ash and the indigo gem. Time and miles in different skies, reflected in a pale blue eye. Muddied by the Arkansas River, rolling back across the Great Divide to Wichita. Let
Leadville, Colorado, go between the California and the two-bit gulch. Near the headwater river's edge, she got herself a job and she got herself a bed. And love was hard to understand until she met a girl with a delicate hand. And all those years of living rough disappeared with just a touch. Just a touch. Just a touch. Sun shines in her eyes, pale blue like the wind-torn skies of Wichita.
Beautiful, man. Just beautiful.
Thank you.
You're great, man. You're one of my favorite guests that we've ever had as a singer-songwriter, man.
That's extremely kind.
And I think you're fantastic, dude.
Thank
I think
you.
You're great. That's Noah Gabriel. The new Americana Songwriter Revival takes place on November 16th at Pheasant Run. Go to noahgabriel.com for more information. Always a pleasure. Anytime, man.
Thank you
Anytime,
very much.
Come back down.
Thank
Rachel,
you.
Rachel, good to see you, too. All right, we'll take a break. We have the news coming up next.